Vegas Golden Podcast. We are back. It has been a while. Our apologies, but we have a good reason for having not had a show for a few weeks. Justin was on the latest road trip with the Vegas Golden Knights, and I, Case Kiefer, was out of town a little bit. Justin Emerson was out of town a little bit, but hopefully now we can be back on a normal schedule here on Vegas Golden Podcast, brought to you by the Credit One Bank Vegas Born Card, the credit card perfect for passionate Vegas Golden Knights fans. And we come back with a lot to talk about because,
oh yeah,
even more so than before, this Golden Knights team kind of looking like an enigma. It's hard to know what to make of them. If for a while you wanted to say they were back, now they're coming off probably their worst loss of the season, 5-0 to the Rangers at home. What's the state of the Golden Knights in your mind right now, Justin?
I mean, in the last month, they've had a 5-game losing streak, a 4-game winning streak. They've currently lost 2 in a row. It's including just getting shellacked at home by a not good Rangers team. It's bizarre right now. Like, and they're in a playoff spot right now, as we record this on Tuesday afternoon. They are holding on to the second wild card spot, but I haven't changed in my belief that this is going to be a playoff team, but man, they're not making it easy for themselves, are they?
Not at all. Yeah, it is interesting right now. They just sneak into the playoffs, and not that it means anything, but they'd be playing the defending Stanley Cup champions, I believe, if playoffs started today.
That's right.
With the Blues. Yeah, I mean, I just echo with what you're saying. I can't really go any different. I think I look back to, we haven't had a podcast since then, I think that game 2 weeks ago right before Thanksgiving, or they have the crazy last second goal and end up beating Nashville, and it was really convenient at that time to throw in the narrative like, this is where the season turns around. I'm not hating on that. I love stuff like that too, and I probably was in that chorus, but it was just easy to say something like that, and usually that doesn't turn out to be the case, but in this case it looked like it might have been. They won the next 3 games, a shootout win against Arizona that was kind of a struggle the whole game at T-Mobile, then go to New York, 2 wins, and then even the overtime loss, I think, to the Islanders is
I maintain that was not a good outcome. Yeah. I mean, it was their 3rd game in 4 nights on an East Coast road trip. Islanders are one of the better teams in hockey. They came back to tie it in the 3rd period. I maintain that even losing in overtime, getting 1 point was still an optimal outcome for the Golden Knights. And then they got beat up at home. So maybe that one you can just shrug off, and they rattle off a couple of wins, and we just wonder what happened when the Golden Knights are playing well and deep into the postseason and the Rangers are looking back into the draft lottery.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe this is just a 1-game blip. I mean, you know, you take the 5 points out of 6 possible in that New York trip. I think anyone would have taken that at the beginning of the, you know, them setting out there, especially with Marc-Andre Fleury having not played. It looks like we're recording on a Tuesday, we should say, importantly. It looks like he'll be back tonight for Chicago, but 7 games without Marc-Andre Fleury in a row right now, who's on a leave of absence, so to speak, for the death of his father. Excited to see what he looks like tonight against the Blackhawks at T-Mobile.
Yeah, 7 games. They won 4 of them and got a point out of another. So they were 4-2-1 in when Subban was starting. 4-1-1, I guess, if you want to look at it from the time that Fleury actually left the team. But yeah, and that's kind of the frustrating thing, is that they played well over the last week or two and haven't really picked up anything in the standings. Over the last 10 games, nobody in the Pacific Division has more than 6 wins in their last 10. So really nobody's playing well right now. It's up for the taking. Like I said, Vegas had played all right. You know, they get an extra win out of that, and you know, they're within spitting distance of the Pacific Division lead. So right now the Pacific is kind of, we had talked about it earlier in the season that it had been looking stronger. Right now it's kind of floating around where we thought it might be at the beginning, which is one of the weaker divisions in hockey. Edmonton currently leads the Pacific Division with the fewest points of any division winner leader in the league. So it's definitely a winnable division right now. The Golden Knights, if they can rattle off something, they might be able to take that lead and maybe even create some separation at some point.
Yeah, I don't even think we need to say one of the weakest. I think it is a fact at this point. Yeah. We have enough games. Everyone's played at least 30 games. I think this is the weakest.
There's just no real elite team. Like, the Metropolitan has Washington, the Atlantic has Boston, the Central has St. Louis, and I'd say and Colorado, and the Pacific has nobody that you really look of as a true a real threat right now to win the Stanley Cup. And of course, things could happen. We're, you know, almost to the halfway point of the season. The second half could get, you know, could change. But right now, I don't know who's going to win the Pacific. I don't have a strong feeling toward any one team. It's not a good division right now.
Yeah, I'm staying on brand, as I think I've said this every single podcast, and I say it when someone asks me about where they think, where I think Vegas is right now, and I just really think it's their saving grace that they're in this division, because I just don't think anyone's running away with it. You mentioned there's no Stanley Cup contender at the moment, which I agree, but I would go even a step further and say there's not even a single team, I think, other than Vegas, and even that's a little flimsy right now, that I would confidently say this team is going to be in the playoffs come a few months from now. I know Edmonton's been at the top all year. I'm not a full believer. I mean, their top end talent obviously is great, but everything else on their roster is a question. Arizona's probably been the best team, but I mean, they still have kind of severe offensive outages and at points.
They have five shootout wins. Five of their 18 games have been shootouts. So their goaltending's been carrying them. And I don't love a team that has had to go to the shootout that many times. When you look at it, that they've gone to overtime, so five of their points have come via winning the shootout. If they would have lost those five, they'd be tied with Vegas right now. So, and Vegas is 3-0 in the shootout. So it's just bizarre. And I did say that nobody in the last 10 has more than five wins. Calgary's been playing really well. They're 6-3-1.
Calgary is hot. And last night they picked up an overtime win in Colorado in a crazy game. So maybe Calgary is another team benefiting from kind of the weakness of this division.
Finally getting it together. That was a team that we expected to be a lot better.
Absolutely. And they were about to blow it up, right? It sounded like, or at least I saw some buzz that
there was some weird people on social media about blowing it up, which seemed like the wrong choice.
But absolutely. I mean, it was still early. Calgary is looking good right now. I mean, Vancouver, aside from one, they just had one awful 2-week stretch where I think they lost every game. They've still been pretty solid. They have the second best goal differential in the Pacific
and
at the moment.
Two games in hand right now.
They've only played 30
people in front of them. So,
yep.
So, I mean, I guess we kind of started with the Escaping the Fortress segment here.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of naturally. So, yeah, the big topic we didn't even say, we just got into it, was just, what is going on with the Golden Knights? What's with this inconsistency? And it seems like, we're going to say the same thing we say about every week. We're not quite concerned yet, but I think it's safe to say that the Golden Knights, a little bit below where we thought they would be at this point of the season.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair. I think one thing that's going to be interesting over this next stretch is just seeing their center depth tested. With Cody Glass leaving Sunday's game, it looks like he might be out for a little bit of time. That Chandler Stephenson trade looks very important right now, because now they've got a center. They've got Cody Eakin and Cody Glass on the shelf right now. Nicholas Waugh is still in the minor leagues as of right now. So they've got some depth issues up the middle, and it looks like Chandler Stevenson's going to be playing between Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone, getting Stastny between Carrier and Tuck on that third line to try to shake things up. So we're gonna see how that goes tonight, and kind of see. It's a real tough road trip they've got too, with St. Louis and Dallas and back-to-back nights. So yeah, this is an important stretch for the team. I know we say that a lot, and I guess that just kind of speaks to how important every game is in the NHL. But these next couple of games are going to be crucial, I think, for the Golden Knights.
Absolutely. Well, yes, St. Louis and Dallas coming up later this week, and we kind of already talked on all the Pacific teams. So let's officially escape the fortress now. And since it had been a while since we've done a show, figured we would just go very broad and talk about the best teams in hockey. Who should be the favorites right now to win the Stanley Cup? I know we did all our predictions at the beginning of the year, but we have 30 games to look at now. Who are the best teams in hockey in your mind, Justin? If you have to get behind, I guess, an East and West conference team, Eastern and Western, who are you taking?
I really like Washington in the East. I mean, they're on a pace that's about what the Lightning did last season. That's just how good they've been. They're 22-5-5 right now. They've got the most wins of any team in hockey. And in the West, I liked Colorado coming into the year. I liked Dallas coming into the year, and I'm not really willing to back off either of those. I think that they're both really good. Dallas, new coach as of this morning. That was just a bizarre situation. We'll learn more as that one progresses. But Dallas and Colorado, I think, are two of the better teams in the Western Conference. Dallas has been on just an absolute tear over the last month or two since they started so poorly. But yeah, so if I was picking a Stanley Cup right now, I would go Washington over Colorado. What about you, Kex?
I do like that. I mean, you can't really disagree with what Colorado has done despite some injuries. I mean, they've still stayed near the top of the Central. I do think they still lead the league in PDO, which they have all year, and you kind of expected some regression, and it hasn't come. So I don't know. I think they're going to, unlike I said about all the Pacific teams where I didn't think any of them were for sure going to be a factor, I think Colorado's definitely going to be a factor. I don't know if I'm ready to write them into the Stanley Cup. They are the Western Conference final right now. Looks like our friends at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook have them 5-1. So still a bunch of teams. Yep, Colorado.
5-1 to win the Cup or make
to win the
final?
Western Conference, to make the Stanley Cup final.
To win the West.
So still a bunch of teams grouped together. I mean, St. Louis right there at 6. Who you also mentioned, they're in first in the Central right now. Dallas at 7 and Vegas at 8. So kind of all the teams we touched on. If I have to take one right now, I might actually be inclined to go with the Stars. They got off to such a bad start to the season. If you just look at, you know, X out their first 10 or 12 games, whatever it is. I don't have their schedule in front of me.
I believe they've played 31 games. If you take out their first 9, I believe they're 16-4-2 in their last 22, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's quite the pace. So I don't know. The Stars have really caught my eye. I think they're one of the more consistent. I mean, we talked about the Golden Knights being inconsistent. I feel like the Stars are pretty consistent. They do what they do, and they don't have any, like, super weak spots. I know their goaltending was struggling early. Maybe that was part of the problem. But, I mean, we've seen time and time again that Ben Bishop can be one of the best guys in the crease in the whole league.
Third fewest goals allowed in the entire league.
Yes,
right?
So obviously that's not a problem anymore. I just look at them as kind of complete, and I think what they're doing has been for real. So that they might be, if you made me choose one, they might be the one. Although, I mean, it's hard to go against St. Louis. It seems like they win a lot of these one-goal games and win a lot of their success. It seems like has been good fortune, but I think I was saying the same thing last year when they went on their big run, and you end up looking at what they did. They won the Stanley Cup final. They've been there. They have the guys. They've fought through some injuries too. So I would, I'd be careful about discounting the Blues as well.
Yep. I agree with that. That one is fair. Man, the Eastern Conference is just a kind of a buzzsaw right now. You got Washington. Islanders are playing well. The Flyers are on a tear right now. Boston's awesome. And I still can't discount Tampa Bay yet. They're 14-13-4 right now, or I'm sorry, 14-11-3 right now. So, you know, they've won as many as they've lost. Positive goal differential. They've also played fewer games than a lot of teams. They're still sitting at 28 games, which is very, very strange. So I'm not counting out the Lightning either. I think that maybe we could see a situation where the opposite, where they just rolled through the regular season last season and stumbled in the playoffs. Maybe they, you know, kind of limp into the playoffs and then go on an absolute tear. Who knows? So right now, I like Washington, I like Boston, and I'm not counting out the Lightning. I still really like them.
Yeah, I was big on that train about Tampa not having as good a regular season and storming through the playoffs on our preseason podcast. Now, in fairness, I did not think they would be outside of the playoff picture at this point of the season.
It's very weird. The game total makes that a little deceiving,
right? So points percentage, so, they're probably still right in there.
Yeah,
but
looking up their points percentage, right?
But I mean,
now,
either way, just go with just the record, not the points, to be 14-14.
A little weird.
It seems a little off. That being said, I agree with you not to overreact. Right now, at the Westgate, again, they're the second favorite in the East still at 5-1. The favorite are the Bruins at 3-1, which I think is justified. I mean, to me, I think the Bruins have been the best team in the league think they have the best goal differential. Yeah, it looks like, I mean, it's close. They actually just edged the Avalanche. They've looked like a team on a mission this year. 25-6 right now. I think if you made me pick one, I would have to agree with the 3-1 on Boston. I also think, though, a team that I feel like has been kind of trendy to undermine all year, especially now they have injuries to, of course, their biggest star, Sidney Crosby. But I think the Penguins' underlying numbers are really strong. They're in a playoff position right now, but only slightly. I mean, the Metro's tough. I like the Penguins, too. If you're giving me two, I may try to fade the Capitals. I just the Bruins have been so good. God, you're right. The East is just a buzzsaw. It's really so hard. There's really seven teams you could convince me right now.
Yeah, and my hot take at the beginning of the year was that the Penguins were going to miss the playoffs, and I was feeling pretty good about that when Crosby went down. I'm like, yeah, they're going to fade, and then Evgeny Malkin's like, oh, I'm just going to become the best player in the world for a little while. So, yeah, the Penguins have been very good, currently sitting at the first wild card spot, and not that far out of a playoff spot in the Metro either. So, yeah, the Eastern Conference, you're right, is very good when Toronto and Tampa Bay are fifth and sixth in the wild card right now. The Eastern Conference just looks a lot better than the West right now. Though the Central's holding up its end of the bargain. The Pacific is not good.
Absolutely. So Justin just spit it out effortlessly. He had Washington, Colorado, which it's hard to disagree with. You really had to pry it out of me, but I guess now that I've thought through it, if I have to make my pick, I'm not going to stray, or maybe I am going to stray. I think I might have had Nashville, who's just kind of been okay, but I'm going to go pretty close to what I had the preseason. I'm still going to go with Tampa. I think they get it together. I think once they get to the playoffs, they are talent-wise the best team. I think they get to the Stanley Cup final, and you know what, I'm just going to be a more or less a homer and say against Vegas, because I think there's a few warts on all these teams except for Dallas, and I think if Vegas, if it all clicks into gear, and maybe this team just hasn't hit its peak yet, and maybe it's going to come later in the year.
I still just think Vegas is going to go on a roll.
I agree, I'm not
believer that they're a second wild card team. I think that they're going to surge at some point this season.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'll go one step further and say I think the Western Conference final right now, if you're making me pin one down, will be Vegas and Dallas, which means maybe we'll get a preview of that on Friday. We're going to go to the week ahead, where Vegas will be going to Dallas. Justin will be going to Dallas to see that game between what it looks like perhaps two contenders. Before that, Vegas on the ice again tonight. We won't talk much about that game against the Blackhawks. Also on the same trip on Thursday, they're in St. Louis. They finish off this week against the Canucks at home. We've already said it's a really important stretch. I feel like I'm not all that worried about this Blackhawks game tonight. I don't see them losing two in a row at home to two of the worst bottom tier teams in the league. But St. Louis, Dallas, Vancouver, I feel like we're going to learn something about the Golden Knights in this three-game stretch.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that this is big for them. I agree with you. I think that they can handle Chicago. I think a blowout like Sundays at home is just more of an outlier than anything, and I think that you can kind of shrug that one off. The St. Louis and Dallas one's going to be tough. I don't know who Vegas upset in the scheduling department for the league that gave them those two in back-to-back nights. And then at home against Vancouver, who's sitting around the Pacific Division too. Yeah, this is a big four-game stretch for them. I do find it weird that you're going to see both of them in this stretch, but that this will be the third game against Chicago. So they're going to finish their season series against Chicago, a Western Conference opponent, or a Central Division opponent, before they even see Vancouver for the first time this year. So very strange. They will face Vancouver twice next year, but let's see. So I'm kind of riding the Golden Knights a little bit. I believe in what they were doing. I think that they're gonna get a boost from Fleury being back. I think that they're gonna go 3-1 in these next four games. I think that they're gonna beat Chicago and Vancouver at home. I think they're gonna beat St. Louis on the road and lose to Dallas.
Is that a success? Because I would say that it is if you split those two, just isolating the two road games.
Yeah, I think if you can win one of those, that's. I mean, having to face both of those two on back-to-back nights on the road is very tough. I mean, they just had a road trip where they played two in a row, and they beat the Rangers and the Devils. Not exactly the same caliber, but yeah, if you can win one of those games, and even if you could even take the other to overtime, that would be a very big success in my mind.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So disappointing we can't say the Blackhawks are the only team to have never beaten the Golden Knights.
I wanted them to never beat the Golden Knights, just for that reason alone.
Speaking of inexplicable home losses, that 5-3 loss, what they played Chicago in mid-November.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was another bad one. Ooh, they had lost a lot. That was a really bad stretch. So, yeah, once again.
Yeah, they lost to the Red Wings, the Blackhawks, and the Kings in the same week.
I don't know if the Red Wings have won since.
So, they might not have.
Yeah, the Red Wings, oh, that's a whole nother issue. So, yeah, I tend to agree with you here. I think that Vancouver game on Sunday, I'm going to try to look at what the Canucks have before that. I think maybe that could be tricky. I'm certainly going 2-1 in these first three. That being said, St. Louis is a total pain and wins games. I feel like they shouldn't all the time, but I think that they can go to St. Louis and win, but there's no way. I'm really high on Dallas right now, if you didn't get that from the last segment. So I'm going to say they beat St. Louis, lose to Dallas, beat Chicago, as I already said. They come home for Vancouver, and Vancouver does play at San Jose the night before. They're also playing Thursday at home against Carolina, so really a packed week for Vancouver. You got to think they're going to be just as tired as the Golden Knights, if not more, playing that back-to-back. So I think they handle Vancouver, but I think that could be a tricky one. That could be a close game. Vancouver, a young team, kind of get up and down with the Golden Knights. That should be a fun one. That's an underrated one to watch, because Vancouver is still going to have some say in this Pacific division.
Yep.
So that will be Sunday at T-Mobile Arena. I guess we're both at 3-1. We're going to agree. Even with the exact contents, the only games we see them losing is at Dallas on Friday night.
How about that?
Yeah, I can't disagree. I want. Yeah, it is what it is. 3-1 times two. That's going to bring us to our Shining Knight segment. Wow, Justin now has a handy chart. So this is high tech here.
It's an Excel spreadsheet, and I highlighted the guys that we've chosen
highlighted them
already.
In red, so it looks really good.
Yeah, canceled them out. We've already used these guys. So.
The only thing I don't see is the score, and I thought you'd have that big.
Score,
I thought you'd have that in big bold, capital letters, because I'm sure you're even further ahead now. I'm assuming I lost last week.
Let's see, 5-2. The last time we did this, it was November 20th. We've been away from the pod for a while, so I don't even know if we could really count that.
Who do we have?
I had William Karlsson, and you had Jonathan Marchessault. So let's see. In that week that we would have done, we're going back too far at this point.
They lost a couple games, I think.
I don't know. Let's just not count that week.
Okay.
So throw
that one out.
The score currently is 5-2 in my favor. And it is my turn. It is my choice to go first. So let's see.
We didn't deserve points because neither of them scored. Neither of them had a point that week.
Ooh. Okay.
It was pretty ugly.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Fleury's back today. We've both already picked Fleury. Zikov's back today. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, we forgot about
Valentin
Zikov
coming back today. You know what? I'm gonna go with the new guy. I like Chandler Stephenson playing on that top six between Pacioretty and Stone, where he lined up at practice yesterday. Maybe he gets a couple of points. Maybe he kind of gives a boost there. So I'm going with Chandler Stephenson.
There's no way I can pick Zikov, but that does seem. It's crazy to me that he's back. It seemed like he was kind of really have the support of the Golden Knights. It seemed like he probably played his last game with the Golden Knights after his 20-game suspension. But here we are, December 10th, back on the ice.
Yeah, well, are you going to pick him, or are you going to pick somebody
else? Well, I was just fishing for some more information from you.
He'll be here tonight. It looks like he's going to be on the fourth line tonight, on the left wing with Noshik as the center and Reeves on the right side. He had a little bit of power play time when he first got here. I would guess that he doesn't have any tonight. And we know that he's going to play tonight, but we don't know when he's going to play again after that. So I wouldn't suggest it. You haven't used your Stone pick yet. Alex Tuck you haven't used yet. You've got a couple of guys still left.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of I don't want to burn Stone when he's going up against Chandler Stevenson. This is the advantage of getting to pick second. Did we ever nail down the score, too?
Yeah, even it's 5-2.
Okay, 5-2, gotcha.
So you're
going to
need
right.
something.
So I need someone. I still don't want to burn Stone when you took Chandler Stevenson. Tuck's been hot. He scored two goals in the first period.
Yeah, because when you're talking about two guys, yeah, you can't match Mark Stone with the mighty Chandler Stephenson.
Exactly, even though I think Stephenson is a good addition. He's been fun to watch. I think he's going to help this team long run. I'm not going to throw Mark Stone against him. I guess I will go... Why not just go Nate Schmidt? I'll try to beat you with a defenseman. I haven't gone with the Golden Knights' best defenseman yet.
I like it.
I think he could have a big week. Four games could be fun. So Schmidt versus Stevenson has a good ring to it. Hopefully, hopefully I'm not getting too tricky for myself because a 6-2 hole just might be too much to fall
it's
back
be
into.
Real tough for you. We do get to reset soon too. So after Christmas, I believe we're resetting our picks. So.
Absolutely. So some guys will come off the board. I can't save Mark Stone forever. That means
You're gonna have to use him at some point.
Yeah, maybe one of these two next week. I'll have the first pick. Coming back next week, we're going to try to have a couple podcasts for you next week. Now that Justin will be in Las Vegas more consistently, although he will be on the road in St. Louis and in Dallas. So make sure you follow him on Twitter, J15Emerson. Make sure you go to LasVegasSun.com for stories from all those road trips. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Keep checking us out on here. I think that will do it today for Vegas Golden Podcast, presented to you by the Credit One Bank Vegas Born Card. For Justin, I'm Case. Thanks for listening.